This is going to be a panel on could compliance costs sustain open source, a theory of voluntary attestations under the CRA. This is about Article 25, wherein the Commission reserves the sort of delegated acts. They describe attestations as a mechanism for for open source maintainers, developers, stewards, etc., to provide something that helps the manufacturers have a reduced cost of compliance, reduced effort of compliance, with the presumption that the manufacturers are then going to help support the open source community, maintainer, steward, etc. And then we've all been discussing how to do that. We have I'm Ava Black, former open source policy lead at CISA in the US, now doing consulting over here. And let's go down the line.
Hi, I'm Michael. I work at the BSI in Germany, the Federal Office for Cybersecurity. And when I started 3 years ago, one of my tasks was to give some comments to the CRA. And from there, I evolved into standardization, market surveillance for the CRA, and also doing some stuff around open source and try to get the CRA work for open source as well.
Hi, everyone. My name is Greg Wallace. Oh, thank you. And I've been involved in open source, a lot of different open source projects, from independent ones to corporate-backed ones to foundations. And really, I'm involved in this working group because, for me, open source is really one of the most beautiful and important expressions of human ingenuity that we have experienced in our lifetimes, and it needs to be protected. And so, thank you. So that's why I'm involved in this. Open source sustainability is really under pressure right now, and so I think that if we work together and collaboratively in this working group, in this ORC, and bring all of our ideas together, I think we can come up with really good solutions to the challenge and make open source more sustainable, which I think is a very important thing for us to do.
And good afternoon, thank you. This is I'm Tommaso Bernabò, and I'm one of the policy officers in the European Commission that is working directly on the CRA implementation. So I normally hold the pen on a lot of the guidance documents that have been published and that will be published very soon, and that will hopefully also ease some of the concerns that we've heard in this past couple of days at FOSDA.
Keep the mic, Tommaso. My first question is for you. It's a little bit of a hot take. Answer however you like. Do you think this concept of voluntary security attestation will benefit or burden open source communities and maintainers?
Yeah, so I think in the earlier